Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the North West London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. It reads, "See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and to defile many." Well, one verse, a few words, but some very profound and deep and significant matters in this verse 15. See to it. The Greek episkopoi has the sense of overseeing or caring for. He's emphasizing the need to look out for one another's spiritual well-being. In a church, that's significant. And it's not just up to one or two people. There are no passengers in the church. We're not passengers. We are all rowing together in the same direction, prayerfully. He wants to make sure that everybody experiences the grace of God, that no one is graceless in the church. No one falls short of God's grace, because without that, we will not enter the kingdom. As it says in Hebrews 3, 12 to 14, "See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first." We need to have that grace in our lives, but sometimes we need others to show us when we are becoming graceless or grace light. It can happen to our hearts. God's help is near to us, Hebrews 4:16. The mercy and grace is there in our time of need. But we can develop the wrong heart, and we need to help one another. Bitterness can spread. Bitterness can spread even though it doesn't look like it. The bitter root comes from the idea of mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 29. And verse 18, "Make sure there is no man or woman, clan or tribe among you today whose heart turns away from the Lord our God to go and worship the gods of those nations. Make sure there is no root among you that produces such bitter poison." Gosh, what a strong word. Poison. Apostasy is in view, I think both in Deuteronomy but also here in Hebrews. It's about not drifting away from true Christianity to something that maybe appears to be Christianity, or that one would try to like to be Christianity. To miss or to fall short of this grace of God is equivalent to turning away from the Lord in the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant. It means what he's talking about here is apostasy, a failure to commit to oneself to God's grace, the way that God has revealed his grace through Jesus Christ. Such a bitter root, producing such bitter poison, it doesn't only affect the one person. And we see that often in the Old Testament. Just as one person being apostate in Israel could influence many neighbors to serve gods other than Yahweh, so one apostate amongst these Christians could lead others to forsake their faith. It is true that doubt is contagious. It's also true that faith is contagious. And this is what the writer to the Hebrews wants. He wants them to put aside their doubts and their fears and instead decisively embrace faith and therefore help each other to be strong, not to be defiled, but to be purified. And we can all take part in that. Every one of us has an opportunity to build faith instead of fear. Let's make sure we do that today. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 16. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, just type in mccx to the search bar and look under podcasts, and you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.